I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do. Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent.
Oh, what was that, buddy?
Something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes sure.
Cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
G'day, welcome to Supercoach 360. How you doing? I'm Bergs. I got a grouse mullet. Check it out. Oh, it's long and flowy. I talk like this. Nah, don't. What's going on? It's Juzzy. There you go. Bergs finally picked up. He's on a delay. Hit mute on your computer, bro.
Yeah, so anyway, Jazzy's going back to tech.
Yo,
world.
Yo, there we go.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah, there was a mad echo going on. I don't know if it's coming through to you guys, but it was weird hearing my own voice. I don't want to. I'm surprised you guys do.
What's going on tonight, buddy?
We're late. Tech problems. Caravan of Courage threw up its first challenge. No internet. So, Big Tech Daddy has a problem to fix. He's hoping we're back to a regular time next week, maybe the week after. Time is precious.
That's never going to happen. Let's just
go on
with the show.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, Con's already fed up from flat out doing nothing all day. Love it.
I know you guys.
We're so late, and I'm waffling on. Rep round. It was good. I didn't get to watch much footy, but great concept. Sad to see it go. Glad to see Origin come back to Wednesday night. I mean, I haven't experienced that in my tenure so far in the game. But what are your worst thoughts on no more rep round and Origin back to Wednesdays only?
I like it, personally.
Yeah.
Don't care so much. You can still leave the Origin on the Sunday, but I like the rep round being stopped.
You think it's going to be postponed to the end of the year, or
it
we're going
to
go?
Be.
Yeah, talk a bit louder, bud.
It has to be.
There you go. So you think around the end of the year we pretty much just have a rep round going each year, even if it's just with like a few local tests and stuff like that, or you know, local to our region, I should say, and then a World Cup every 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, test tours and stuff like that, I suppose.
That's it, like just some kind of something.
Yeah.
Like, we have the Tri-Nations and stuff, but even get more teams involved than just the three. Like, the Union, they do the Six Nations and stuff. I know that's mainly just Europe, but something like that, where we all go in, all the Pacific Nations, England and that, and come to. But just something every year.
Yeah. Fill up our October with a little bit more high-class rugby league.
Preferably.
Yeah.
It would be nice.
Well, I mean, would you let it happen during the pre-season, or that's it? The clubs get the pre-season.
Yeah, you can't interfere with their pre-season.
Because, I mean, they already lose to the Indigenous and Maori All-Stars round, you know, but that's about it at that point.
Yeah, so I wouldn't interfere with their pre-season, but after the season, while they're all still semi-match fit,
yeah,
get him in there.
All right, fair enough. What about you, Burgo?
What?
Origin back to Wednesdays. You excited?
Would rather three Saturdays in a row. That would have been better.
Yeah.
Personally, I think they should look at that.
You can't.
Why can't?
So you got to stop the competition for three different weekends throughout the season.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I don't know. Like, you starting at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and then
there's no bye round next year. Remember that?
Yeah, I know. But there's no time for you to really.
I'm down for a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, early kickoff would be
harder,
great.
Supposedly, for people to get to the games or to get home and watch the games. But if you go into the Origin, you tell your boss and you leave a bit earlier or something.
Public holidays.
But not everyone gets that luxury. That's the thing. Like, especially when everyone wants to do it, which is what they want to make it. They're trying to make it as accessible for everyone, and that's it. You've got people saying, well, kids can't watch that on a school night at that time. But it is. It's stuck between a rock and a hard place. I mean, I thought I was going to get back with an hour and a half to spare before Origin the other night. Walked in the door 10 minutes to go. You know what I mean? And I was just like, sometimes you do. You just get busy after work. By the time you stop at the shops, cook dinner, you know, fight peak hour, whatever it is you got
to
do.
If you're going to Origin, you're not doing all that stuff on your way home from work.
Nah, well, you're right. If you're trying to get to the game, but then remember, TV audience.
If you're at home watching it, it's different.
The TV audience is where it at. Where it's at. I don't understand how Nine gets this exclusive coverage of it. Still,
they pay the money.
But they obviously. I think you'll find Fox pays a lot of the money. You know what I mean? Like, Nine almost were like whacked and like real blasé about it last time. Oh, we don't even want it. Blah blah blah.
Anyway.
And I find it weird because I would love to watch it live with the Fox commentators.
I get that, but TV deals,
never
going to
happen.
Thing.
All right, footy, but let's talk Supercoach. We're back for. We've had a week off Supercoach. Was it a good week off? Did you just get your head away from Supercoach, or dive into the deep fucking hole of Supercoach for 2 weeks?
I forgot about it.
Tried
my best.
Yeah, I mean, I've been flat out busy moving out of the coach's box. So, I haven't had the chance. But
It can be a rabbit hole if you're just constantly trading in and out. But I didn't do that this year, but I have done it in the past. And it has done me head in and led to poorer decisions. Because come TLT, you don't know what's going to happen with Origin and Rep Round.
I figured I had no idea without a TLT, so I haven't really done much. I am weighing up what to do now. The big ones being Haas being out, although named, and Munster supposedly being out, although being named. So I'm not sure entirely what to do with my team, because if Munster goes, I need to replace him.
Do you have a bags or anyone?
No, but that's who I'm thinking I'll go to. What was their draw again, Con?
It was okay.
South Tigers Warriors.
Something along those lines.
Yes.
And but is there really anyone else? If you really
Not.
If you're looking at the grand scheme of it, like, I think Drinkwater was the only guy.
See, well, that's the thing. I've got Drinky. Do I put him up there and then try and find the money to scramble for a Trell?
Because
I haven't got the cash for a puppy. It's him or a Teddy. It's a question of what I can afford.
Nah, Teddy over Trell.
Right, what I can afford, Con.
Yeah, I get that, but
I got a stepping stone to either one of them if I'm going to get them by the end of the year. You know, Puppy, I think, is Puppy named, or is there just
he's
some
talk?
He's
extended his 19. He's played 19, but he's done the protocols and stuff for COVID. I think he was coming back the other week, except COVID got him.
Trell? Yeah.
No, both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, and I was reading somewhere today, like, I don't know if it was a hint at him or a hint at Trell or anyone like that in particular, but there was someone writing in the media today saying that not everyone comes back from COVID. It takes them a few extra weeks to get their footy fitness back. Like, they don't just bounce back from the COVID bug. I haven't really paid much attention to who that's happened to through the year, but
well, you gotta expect them, gonna take them time.
I personally think perhaps it's fit. Poor dude's got to be added in syndesmosis to his shoulders. He's got to be a walking needle soon, you know.
Yeah. Well, if the Broncos are
okay,
serious,
hold on, sounds fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all cool boys. Do you worry about the podcast, right?
Okay, it says Jazz is talking Japanese. Don't man. Oh, sorry, Daz.
Yeah,
anyway. Haas, like. Grant, I think I could just sit him there. I could afford to sit him.
Yeah.
But I've also got Cotter. So that's starting to become a problem. Like I've seen a thing today where it's saying Cotter's not coming back till 20. I was just hanging on to him as a sneaky sort of being hopefully the last dude holding on. But
yeah, that's another 4 weeks.
It's a lot of money. And it's in a position where I could probably do a bit better. So... I don't know, and I've also got to get rid of that butcher this week who's, what's his name's back?
Bradley's
back. So there's a lot of things to look at, and especially with 17 coming up, like who do you grab? Who do you grab for Haas for 17? For me, if you don't have an IPAP, that's the only way I'd really, really go.
Well, you got an IPAP, Clem or Big Joe O. I think they're three contenders.
Well, I've noticed
front.
With Joe O, it's not an every week thing. It's an every second week thing. So he seems to get.
But
I don't wrong. 50s.
If he's off week's 50.
Yeah, it's not a bad off week. But yeah, it goes 50-80, 50-80, 50-80. So
apart from that, you could look at RCG if you think he's going to go out and prove a point, or if Huss doesn't play game 3, does he get recalled?
Side note. Yeah. Thanks, Cade. Thanks, Sean A. Thanks, everybody. You told us that the sound was playing up. We figured it out, hopefully.
Sorry.
Yes. Well done, Tech Guys.
Awesome. Tech team.
So, yeah, we've talked Munster. Like we said, probably dill bags or drink water still be the only way you go. If you're a 17 player, you're probably looking at a brown. So that's the way we recommend for you, Juzzy.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else there? You want to talk about? Should we do a Brad's or a Roscoe's?
We'll get to that in just a second. Quickly, any cash cows on the horizon for 17 and, you know, for the next few weeks? Anyone you're looking at? I mean, for me, desperate, still make cash in my centres, so looking for any options
Green
there.
Green Anson's the only option, but it's...
Oh, you talked me out of him a couple of weeks ago.
I still wouldn't go there. It's only because they've renamed Pat's in the extended squad, but I still think... he'll be dropped come game time for Meany. Perhaps Plains.
Well, for me, I got him.
Unless Munster goes out and Meany plays six, which could save Grant Anderson.
For me, I got him, but I sort of got him in the back of my head thinking I wouldn't mind if he nuffs out. If he nuffs himself, whatever.
Desperate for cash, that's my problem.
And, well, that was to start me war chest for Pappenhausen last week. So I thought, well, I'll get rid of him, bring him in.
Yeah.
Don't really care if he doesn't get another call up. I'll use him as enough. That's probably better for me, even, you know? So.
The other one would be Irimea, a bit dearer, 290K, but he's the other one.
Yeah, it looks locked down that spot on that side, at least till Remus gets back.
Yeah, you think he's a bit safer than Grant Anderson.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool.
All right, so...
what else you got in your list of there?
What do I have?
What else you got in your list of fun there?
We're just looking at who should we look at for 17, Con?
Actually, before we get to that, I've got a question for everyone to ponder for a little bit. Throw your answers in the Facebook. We'll get to them in a little bit. But thanks to Teddy Woods, who's coming 360th at the moment. Possibly only for another few more days. Let's find out. But hopefully he's on the up and up. Shout out to Teddy. He was on the show a few weeks ago. But he posed a challenge to us before the show. Who would you put on your Mount Rushmore of footballers that you've seen in your time? So you're going to carve out, you know, four or five spots. Who do you put up there? Who are your greats? Who deserves to go on the side of a mountain? I'll let you all think about that. Throw it in the Facebook comments and we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Thanks to Teddy Woods for throwing that question at us.
Yeah. All right. Well, then, just quickly, because we don't normally touch on this too much, but I want to get your thoughts on it early while we're still fresh. VCs and captains for the week. Now, with the chance of Pappenhausen coming back, would you balls up and straight captain him, or is it this a week you'd look at a VC loop?
Isn't it? Yeah, well, if he's first game, I'd maybe run the risk with him VC, and if I've got him in my squad, you know.
Yeah, if you can afford, it's a luxury.
Yeah.
It's a luxury. It's a luxury question, but for me, I'm pushing to
Some people are crazy and held him.
Oh, well, we've got one over here, but...
John.
You made the move last week and sold him, didn't you?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to
do.
Oh,
my God. I can't believe you sold him after that long.
I didn't spend the money. I was just $1,600 short for that week. But with the break even's going to go my way, I knew I could just get him back next week. So
that was okay. Luxury trade.
But yeah, I can afford it, I feel.
Yeah.
I'm spoiled.
So, yeah, like, I just, looking into it, I feel Nico is probably the safest captain choice this week.
But I think you bring Paps in, you captain him.
I reckon you got him in your squad, you got to.
Yeah, if you're that confident in bringing him in at $930,000, you just whack the C on him.
Yeah. That's your recommendation. Yeah.
What about Klez? Coming back from Origin.
Going ballsy, you go ballsy.
Yeah.
I mean, you think if he's going to get a rest, probably this week, depending on how they're going in the game, but... You know, it's not like he didn't earn it the other night.
Who's this?
Cleary.
Look.
Other viable captain choice.
For me, it's not that he didn't earn it. He didn't do all that much either. Wasn't like game one where he just had traffic running at him all night getting smashed. We were on the front foot all night. It wasn't as physical as game one for him. So for me, I think he could easily back up this week more so than round one. That's just for me.
The week long too.
What do you mean?
Week break. Yeah, like that. Too.
That's it. He's had a full 5-day break, and for me, that's just probably better for him. And I feel he plays the whole game, especially if them in Melbourne, they're the two that are going to tussle it out here from here for the minor premiership. And Melbourne's just starting to get their players back, so.
I suppose when they've got so many of them to play at Origin, they can't carry that many on the bench.
What do you mean?
Without affecting their game plan to be able to cover for them. Well, you've either got to, I mean, like, who earned rests and who didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there was still 6-7 of them out there.
Well, I think it was 21 of your 30-odd that played on rep weekend.
Well, that's it. Yeah. There wasn't many that didn't.
Sean O'Sullivan is one of those ones that didn't, so... He plays Nathan's position. But I think he plays. Plays 80.
Yeah, well, that's it. I don't think you'd carry O'Sullivan on the bench unless Nathan's not playing. It'll be named on the extended, no doubt.
Yeah, what if he was 30-year-old, I'd understand the rest. But he's still young. He's still got energy. Like, he'd be sweet. Like,
he wants to get out there and play, I'd imagine.
So, yeah, for me, I think he backs up for sure. I don't know if I captain him against the Roosters, are they playing this week? I don't know if I captain him against the Roosters.
I think Teddy get a rest? Manu get a rest? Probably not. Manu, nah.
I don't think they can afford to rest Teddy.
I mean,
Manu, maybe.
I mean, it's not to say they didn't earn it, mind you. Shout out to Joey Manu. Absolutely smashed it. Didn't he break the all-time running meters record in a game?
Did he really?
Yeah, Oh, he got upgraded to 402.
Yeah,
I saw it at 398 or something. I was like, wow.
I've seen I-300 and something. I only know he got a 400. That's weapon.
Yeah. I mean, we know he's a weapon. Steven, old Richo. Credit where credit's due, bro. You were on him a couple of seasons ago. You knew what the deal was. And, yeah.
So, yeah, is there anyone, like, if you're going to pod captain on this week, is there anyone you'd sort of spear anyone into? Like, I know it's a big ask to go against you. Your Clearys, your Hineses.
See, I don't think based on matchups, there's anyone that really jumps out. Unless you're already carrying a couple of star fullbacks, then maybe A-Ray first game back. I don't know. I mean, it's a bold move.
Well, they're playing the Cows, who are defensively sound.
Yeah, and smashing it. But they're going to run traffic at Tommy Dearden all night.
The one pod captain I'd suggest is Dave Fafita against the Knights.
Yeah.
You reckon Davey back could do some damage?
Anyone could against Knights.
No KP either.
Yeah, good point.
So that's not who a plays fullback?
Toa?
Sex toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Staff Toa's at the Tigers, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's been a long day.
All right, what's next?
So we've talked about we'll talk about round 17, who to grab or
if you want, mate.
All right, there you go.
You got a list there? All right, here you go.
Bloody hell. So, hookers, in the hooker position. Now, this is strictly for head-to-head, yeah? This is, or it doesn't matter.
Nah, this was 17.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 17. So, Blake Brayley, he plays 17. Cam McInnes will definitely play 17.
A couple of weeks ago, you were off break, Blake Brayley.
These are just suggestions. I'm not saying I'd buy every single player on this list.
Yeah.
I'll put that out there.
Let me go find Ross's roundup and Brad's PPM article to see what the boys think.
Still not overly confident in Blake Brayley. He jagged try again last week.
Yeah, but if he keeps doing it, Con, that's the whole point of jumping on.
Yeah, I know, but that's right up.
Well, there is a question later, actually, that it's in the back of my head that I've got a question inside that question. So Reid Marnie's another one. Now, I probably wouldn't jump on Cam McInnes myself either.
Well, I think these are all just safe 50, maybe 60 points per 17, if that's what you're interested in.
Yeah.
None of them are keepers to the end, I don't think.
None of the hookers?
Nah. Would you keep any to the end?
Nah. But in the front row, I can see a couple that I'd keep to the end. In IPAP and Clemmer.
Yeah.
Clemmer's doing Payne Haas stuff. So for me, especially if you can do the trade, I think you go Haas to Clem, or Haas to IPAP if you haven't got him. He's probably the number one to bring in IPAP.
But if you feel like you've already got Clem and IPAP,
Joe O's your man.
If you're caring about that many numbers, 17, but then probably Tarpany or a Lolo or something like that instead.
Yeah,
with your Haas.
Yeah, and then. Also,
you got jewels in it, that opens up a whole new world.
Back into the second row, Matto, very expensive, but doing the work.
Big break even this week, so you could probably let him go this week, pick him up a bit cheaper next week.
Yeah,
but I think he's one of the best second rows to have that week.
Well, he also,
and you could keep him to the end, I feel.
Caught a bit of a sting probably for getting dropped from Origin. That'd burn anyone. So hopefully that's better for owners, you know. Sean Lane, now he's a smoky, but he does go on his run, Sean Lane. Like, and I think he's in the middle of it now. It's a matter of if you've just missed the boat or you've still got some good run, good points in him. But he can go back down to 40s very quickly.
Absolutely. He's a very hit-and-miss one, but, yeah, you're relying on him to jag some. I think they play the Tigers.
Yeah.
In 17. So, yeah, you're hoping that he can jag a try there.
And then...
No, but, yeah, he's three-round average is 82 at the moment.
Yeah.
So, he's running hot.
He's doing well. And that's off the back of Bags, who we'll talk about in a minute as well. And then you got Kalola Mutungi. Probably won't play. Like, he's no shot of really playing Origin, but...
Lost his early season form, too, unfortunately.
But we know the form's there. So
the potential is there.
It does come down to a matter of them just clicking into gear again, and hopefully for owners it's soon rather than later. But he will be a decent number for 17. Like, he will be good to have. And then Frizz. dropped from Origin altogether, wasn't he?
Yeah, I didn't even really hear him in the conversation.
So, yeah, he, again, another bloke who, if he doesn't get 18th or 19th man for Origin, I can see him having a bit of a bee in his bonnet.
Got hurt last game too, so he only scored 28, so wait another week, he'll be pretty juicy.
A bit cheaper. And then in the same team and the same ref, Mitch Barnett.
Now, he's a big question mark on Mitch for me.
Yeah. Does have the work ethic. Does have the work ethic, but does have the job security problem, which is an issue, especially
and
17.
And the fuckwit problem.
And knowing our luck, come 17, that's the week he gets benched when you really wanted him
the
most.
Or has a brain snap this weekend and seen himself sitting on the sideline suspended.
Then in the halfbacks, Nicho Hynes. Now, the thing with Nicho is he keeps getting 18th man.
Well, I just feel it'll be him or Paps that get that 18th man spot.
Yeah.
So either way, you're going to get one, I think.
All right. So, yeah.
Nico's already done it, though. Do you bring, especially if you know it's the 18th man, do you bring maybe Paps in just to get him around that environment? Having missed out on so much of it, you want to get him into camp and know that, you know, like, hey, we know you're a part of New South Wales.
I just feel as an 18th man, like, if you're losing three people to head knocks, but granted, power play, you could lose player and you can substitute a trade. But usually that's going to happen late in the game. So, ideally, to bring a Papenhausen in at that time, yummo.
Yeah.
Yes, true that. And then Ezra Mam. Ezra Mam, luckily for us, Ezra, I think it's Ezra.
Yeah.
Ezra Mam, he, dual position. So you can have him, I should have done him last, that way I could have segued. But anyway, he won't. But, yeah, he, for me, he's chugged along nicely on his own. Granted, they played the Storm last week. Not many people score points against the Storm. So, all week before last, sorry. So take that 36 out of his game, and he's had high-scoring games against everyone else. I expect him to do that, probably not this week, but I expect him to do that in 17. And he's just looks good with ball in hand. Like, he's super coach player.
Yeah.
Mitch Moses. Now, if there was any halfback I was going to say probably jump on, at the moment, Mitch is back on fire again. He's running. He's playing both sides of the field. Him and Dill Bags are just going, I think, a bit not to the next level, but they're in between the levels for me.
Got a good 3 weeks too, Para.
So, yeah, if he'd be a good sneaky Mitch Moses if you were going to look at a pod move in the halves there. And then A-Ray. A-Ray chugged, you know what? I rubbished A-Ray early on in the year, and I'll eat me words for that. Because he has chugged along nicely up there with them Queensland boys. And for me, he'd be a great pod for 17 to have, especially if he's fit. Great pod. And then 5'8", Dill Bags. We spoke about Dill Bags for the last 13 weeks, 14 weeks, or whatever. He's got better this year. Other than Munster, I think he's the man to have. So, without selling Munster, if you can get him in to into your 5'8", I think that's your 5'8" lock for the rest of the year, bar injury. Unless you pot on with drink water, hang on with drink water. You don't worry about 17 there. And then Kurt Mann. Is that Kurt Mann or Ezra Mann? At 5'8".
Kurt
Mann.
That's
a massive... but seems to have got the 13 job.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on how he's scoring or anything. He's flying under my...
Hasn't been great because he's been coming back from injury lately, but...
He's flown under
my radar.
His season
hasn't been great either.
No?
Nah, it hasn't been anything special.
Yeah, well, I'll just stick with spewing into Dill Bags there.
Yeah, definitely.
Centre wing. Now, it just seems to be the way to go. I know the Sharks have got the next 2 weeks, I think, are pretty easy, then a 4-week tough run. And then after that, it's just juicy as. So that Ronaldo and Katoa, I feel you could, if you want them for 17, you're probably jumping on, but you are likely going to lose some cash when they have their 4-week hard run. But just be prepared to cop that hit, I think, because straight after that 4-week run, they have a run where you're not going to not want to have
They could also still just jag a try, out of three of those games.
Easily, but base-wise, they're not going to put up like a Toto or whatever he's putting out base-wise. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're gambles when it comes to that, but when they're on, they're shit hot. And then Campbell Graham. Now, I know everyone jumped on Campbell Graham 2 weeks ago or something. Had a low score, but
30 last score.
I think not to worry. They just had a bad game, South. I think they were off all night. So I think Campbell Graham's still a buy for certain teams. I don't think you play him every week from here to the end, but you definitely could play him on matchups, especially on that left hand side, which is their attacking side, South. So that's what I'd be looking at there. Then Zach Lomax. I know we always say no to Zach Lomax, but every time we say no, he seems to do good. He does. Like, that week we all said no, he scored tries and he'd done well. He scored, like, 80-odd or something. But he seems to be their guy there, Zach Lomax. So, and he definitely plays 17. He won't make Origin or anything like that. So, and then Oates, Corey Oates, Rocks and Diamonds, has been way more Diamonds this year than Rock.
Yeah.
Like, still has his low game in him, but he's definitely... looks better for it this year, better for football. Like
he's playing for a Super League contract, isn't he?
I'm not 100% on what he's doing outside of this year, but he's looking good this year.
Yeah, he is. He's looking good. He's looking fit. I mean, he had injuries last couple of years, didn't he?
Now, this has probably been one of my most regretful sales of the year so far in Will Pennicini. I am spewing. I sold Will over certain... I kept other players instead of Will. But he's just looked good all year in Parramatta side. Scores tries just about every other week. And I like Will Pennicini. Don't get me wrong, I probably won't rush out to buy him because I can't see him being one of the guys to keep till the end. But if you've got him, I'd definitely hold on till 17. Sivo, though, I like Sivo with their draw coming up. And he's about to change money. So this is probably the week to make a decision on Sivo. Might be the ideal time to trade out a Targo or someone like that. But for me, I think Sivo's got a break even. I think I've seen somewhere of 68.
62.
And he's only 400 and something odd thousand. So don't get me wrong, God does have a low score in him, but we all know he
could pump up to 600 without a problem.
He's definitely got some tries in him. And then there's Anderson, who's not a guaranteed starter, but I feel either way. If you need enough, then he's probably a guy you could go to as enough. And then if he does come in, he's in a high-scoring team. He could be your pod play for that week, you know. And you'd like, oh, well, I've got Anderson. And everyone laughed at me for getting Anderson. And here I am. He's jagged four three tries or whatever, you know.
And Garrick too.
Yeah. Garrick? Yeah, Garrick is a good get.
Hey, I think he's shown now his consistency of fullbacks there.
Yeah.
Jump on board.
And then Katoni Staggs, he had a good game for, who's he play for, Tonga, eh? He had a good game for Tonga. I just feel Katoni, I've got still got Katoni from earlier on in the piece. Has let me down a lot, but I kept him over Cobbo as that guy, which I have regrets about. Wish I jumped on Cobbo over Staggs. And then Bradman Best is due back this week, I believe.
Possibly.
From shoulder dislocation. Not sure on his break even or anything like that. I might wait a week.
I'd wait without playing too.
I'd still just wait a week just because he has a tendency to come back early and get injured that same week. Like, sorry, dude, but yeah, like, he does. And then Moses...
I don't think he's just come back early and getting injured. I think he's just injury prone.
Yeah. And then Moses Suli. Moses Suli is... got better as the year's going on for me. I've been watching Moses Suli because I thought I was going to get him earlier, and now I've got a bit of buyer's remorse about not having Moses Suli. He's done pretty well from last time I recall, anyway. I'm looking at him for 17, personally. I don't know if I'd keep him till the end, but...
Nah, you wouldn't. I don't think so.
What about Nofaluma? He's the last centre wing I want to talk about. Bagged four tries in the Samoan game.
Yeah,
I know, but still, it's a confidence thing for some blokes. And for a bloke like that who's a try-scoring machine, he's scoring four tries for his country. He'll bring that enthusiasm back to club level, hopefully. And hopefully
you do remember he plays for the Tigers.
Well, he's cheap, man. It doesn't matter if you play for the Tigers.
Well, it does when they suck.
When the bulk
the
of your...
The culture's horrible.
Yeah, but the bulk of your points come from you breaking tackles and getting line breaks and stuff, which he does because he's a nugget and a machine, you know? Like, he gets them on the start half the time. And it's they just fuck it. And then, yeah, into fullbacks. Now, there's only two fullbacks really to talk about. I wouldn't spear into anyone else other than these two for 17. I really wouldn't even tell you to go up pod. I'd tell you to just find the money for Pat.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pappenhausen, especially if he's playing. And if he's not playing, I'd definitely look at bringing in Latrell Mitchell. Goal kicking fullback. Had a few...
Possibly, that's a question mark there.
Had a few weeks off and... For me, look, Trell's gone. He's gone to America. He's had a bit of time off. I think what did he go over there for? Like hamstring work.
Yeah.
So I think he's looking fit too. From the last picture I've seen of him,
it was aggressive sort of hamstring rehab.
So yeah, I don't know. I like the Trell thing. I do want to wait and see a week, but on Latrell, does worry me. Again, hamstring's one of those things. We've seen it with Turbo, come back and just gone that week.
Also,
or the week later.
Their draw is horrible. They got Para, and then they got Knights, Bulldogs, and then they got the Storm, the Sharks, Warriors, Parramatta, Penrith, Cowboys, Roosters.
That is a rough end of season.
It really is.
Given their current form.
They're not going to make the eight.
Got any lives over there, Louis? We'll do some lives before we go to a right up from...
I got Roscoe's and Brad. I'll just recap them.
But if Paps does make the team and Trell you don't like, Hines obviously can be swapped down there.
Yeah, he can, but for me, like you said, one of them's definitely going to Origin for 17, so you're not getting that both picks at the cherry, I don't think, unless Freddie goes a different way. But
yeah, it would be great if somehow it worked out that way.
Well, mate, remember back in the day when they used to just get someone that extra money in game three? Remember how someone would get brought in for no reason to get that payout? Cause it was
now they've got squads.
Yeah, so... Anyway, that was back in the day of the rort.
And the punch-up. And the good old days.
The glory days.
There you go.
What livies you got over there, young Louis?
Yep, so we've got a few. Dale Vincent Vitale. Matt Moylan, minus 40, break-even, and 73 average. What do you think?
Look, you know what, this was in the back of my head, this was a question I've seen in the back of my head, I think it's also in the other questions. For me, I'm not going to tell you no, bro, because you know what, every time I've said no to someone in the last 2 years, they've gone on a run. For me, what's happened in the past...
To say no.
No, what's happened in the past has happened in the past. Every year, someone's game evolves. Matt Moylan has sort of evolved this year, and he's... Turned out to be okay.
He's in a similar position to Corey Yates, where he went through a bit of a rocky patch, you know, injuries and stuff like that, and they look to be on that other side of, other side of that, where they're fit. He's playing some decent footy.
So he's got 101 against the Warriors and a 90 against the Titans in his last two games, but then he runs into the Bulldogs, Storm, Cowboys, Panthers. So if you're getting on, for 2 weeks probably. You might get one good score in those 2 weeks, and then you'd want to probably
catch
straight back.
Well, you have
literally the three best defensive teams in the competition.
Well, no.
If you've got shitloads of trades, yeah, great.
No, you're wrong. Melbourne's, that's Origin week.
It is Origin week.
They're heavily depleted.
Their forwards are still there.
Well, they're missing Kaufusi. They're missing Munster. They're missing Harry Grant. They could be missing...
Pappy.
Could be missing Pappy. Definitely missing Coates. Coates. Yeah. So, yeah, they're missing a few. Like, you got to look at it that way as well. Granted, Cheese does a job, but he's not Harry Grant. Whoever comes in for Munster's not Munster. Doesn't do Munster stuff.
No, yeah, that, but so, Storm do the same thing as a team.
I know they do, but the Sharks...
Their attack might not be as sharp, but their defense won't be.
The Sharks, for a lot of years, have had the wood on Melbourne. And that's just around to sort of drive it home to them.
A couple of former Melbourne players from last year in their squad this year.
Well,
but even then, the Panthers and the Cowboys. I don't know if they're the bogey team for both of them too.
It's a two-week thing.
Two-week thing. Like, you'll have them for an understrength Melbourne, which is good for whoever bought, and a Doggies outfit, which could go either way.
About to say, I've been more inclined to look at the Doggies outfit with Matty Burton in it and take the punts on him over Moisa, probably.
We won't play 17. I think he's looking at it.
It's all about the break-even to the minus 40 break-even.
Yeah.
It's a cash grab.
Yeah. Well, you could easily get the decent cash and jump off after 17. If you've got the trades, and it could be the upgrade you need
You could flick Munster out and flick Munster back in and have an extra $200, $200,000 to spend.
Yeah, I think it's not a bad ploy. Like I said, this year, a lot of eye-opening for me this year when I've always said, no, I'm not going to do this because this bloke's bit me in the past. And a lot of these people who have bit me in the past have turned a corner.
A bit in the future.
And yeah, they've come back and I should have jumped on these guys or should have jumped on them earlier, or there's just, lots of things that have come back to haunt me. So especially if you're feeling it, I'd do that. Louis, what do you got next?
Yep. Phil J. Fio. Stags plays 17. I think we touched on him earlier.
Yeah.
And then Sean O'Veyrat. Ravalawa, a decent pod. With a 17.
Yeah, he is a decent pod, but he's another one. He's got them low games in him for a centre wing. Doesn't have the base work for me, but who do they play in 17, Colin?
Broncos.
The Broncos. Missing Carrigan, missing Haas. Middle's a bit soft. Not for me. Don't get me wrong, if that's what you're feeling, do it, but not for me. It's not for me. What about you?
Yeah, not for me. I think there's better ones on offer.
Yeah.
No worries. And last one, just some breaking news. Matt Lodge has signed with the Roosters.
There you go. For the rest of the year, eh? Fancy that. They always find the money, those good guys, eh? All right, Dazzy, who's write-up you got over there, young fella?
Just quickly go through Brad's. Brad's gone through rep round in his PPM this week. A massive shout-out to Brad. I mean, he puts in the hard yards every week. No video from him this week. Poor prick's got COVID and fell off his motorbike. I think he said 3 crack ribs.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, that's a rough time to be getting COVID.
Yeah.
So, good luck, Brad. I hope you pull through, buddy. Get well soon. But yeah, it doesn't sound like fun. Just basically huge shout out to New South Wales. Swept all the Origin competitions this weekend, obviously with the under-19s and the women's Origin as well. So yeah, massive weekend for New South Wales.
Congratulations.
Jerome Hughes looking like one of the ones to watch. I mean, obviously Joey Marnie put in quite a performance, but he's sort of locked where he is. Hughes plays 17 because he's not playing Origin. And if you've got him, or if you can still afford him, he's a great option for your second half. Amone out with an HIA, which might be super coach relevant for some players still. From the Samoa versus Cook Islands game, Targo, May, Schuster all ran right on the edges. That's fun. But the big one out of that, Davey Mwale looks good for the Cook Islands. Could be good cheap enough for around 17. And obviously Josh Alloway, grade 1 concussion. Doesn't look like he's going to play for Manly on Thursday. Sania Taruva in the PNG Fiji game. Look like a bit of a standout for cheapy for next year, possibly. If you see him get named in that Panthers squad, jump on. Looked the goods. The Kummels obviously put in one hell of a performance. Lamb and obviously Olam. He thinks Olam could be a very relevant round 17 player as well, especially after that performance. And obviously New South Wales versus Queensland, mad game. Cleary killed it. Past Munster, the big outs, as we know. Ponga is also out. But keep an eye on DCE, Grant and Kafusi in case they do get rested or reduced minutes due to their performances.
Well, Kafusi's already gone. He's gone to America. His dad's sick, so...
Oh, really?
He's already put in... Not, I don't think he's heavily Supercoach-owned, so I don't think it's a problem for many.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's definitely going to America. So...
Reports that Gerbo is going to play this week. Not sure how relevant he is Supercoach-wise this year, but, I mean, after the performance like that, if he can take a bit of that spirit which he brought to the Blues back to Manly, that'll do them a world of good.
Different job. Different job for him to do it, Manly.
Yeah, very much so. But I'm just saying.
But no, he's shaky, no matter what. Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was very impressive from him on Sunday night.
Oh, weapon, bro.
Yeah.
Absolute weapon.
So, massive shout out to Brad. Get better soon. We got Ross's roundup coming up soon. What else you got in the meantime, though, Bergs?
I've got some questions. I'm just going to move straight on to questions. Just because we can. Hold on. There we go. Twitter questions, all right, from the Supercoach Shark. Do we wait for Pappy to drop some cash and jump on in a few weeks, or do we bite the bullet and cop the loss to grab the points? Now, it is a good question, because he will most likely lose one lot of cash. I can't see him going on a plummet.
I think back to last year when Turbo returned. We all thought, oh, let's wait, and he just went bang.
Yeah.
And you're scrambling to get him.
Yeah, it was... look, for me, I'm getting on. If I can free up the cash without using the boost, I'll definitely jump on this week, just because we know what he can do, you know? But, yeah, I can see the logic in waiting for the price drop, if it comes. He did have a few off weeks throughout the earlier part of this year before he got his big scores and then started going on a little bit of a run. So he could easily lose a little bit of cash. Not much. I can't see him losing over 100. But you could definitely see him losing a tiny bit of cash. So, yeah, anyway, then Jen. Do we answer that, you feel?
Yeah.
Then Jen, is Mitch Barnett a good buy for round 17? How is his job security in minutes? Thanks in advance. Now, his minutes, I think, they fluctuate depending on who's on the bench. That's the thing with him. His job security's not great. So, I don't know. Like that'd be a personal gamble, I feel, Jen. If you're gonna jump on him, it's definitely a gamble, but it could be a good one.
Yeah, if he plays 80 on that edge, he's gonna give you good scores, but it's if. And yeah, I couldn't begin to predict it for you. Unfortunately, I wish I could, because at his price, his lovely price, but, yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah. Alright, and then on to the Facebook questions. Chris Bench, hopefully, do you risk bringing in Latrell or Pappy before they have a few games? Also, after last week's podcast, I'm glad you guys aren't selectors for the Blues. In saying that, we didn't get too bad. But, yeah. Go the Blues.
In saying that, but you don't know what our team would have done. Our team could have beat them 66-12.
Yeah, no. Yours didn't turn up as good.
No,
as
I mean like the Blues team that we picked.
Oh, yeah,
picked.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you don't know what they could have done to that Queensland team.
Yeah. We'll never know. It's just a thing.
I'm just trying to scramble for something.
Do you risk bringing in Latrell or Pappy?
I'm bringing in Paps.
Pappy definitely for me. Latrell, I'd wait and see a week, but...
No, I'd jump straight on Latrell. Souths have been a little bit lackluster. He looks fitter than I've ever seen him. He'd be itching to get back out there and play some footy, especially after being set back with COVID. And to be honest, if they're a chance of making the eight, even a slim chance, then he needs to get out there and link up with Cody Walker, because it's the only shot they've got.
Yeah, but sometimes doing that's the overplay of the hand, you know? Yeah. Might not work.
Well,
hopefully it does, but for people to jump on. But
well, Latrell has come out and said that this is the fittest he's ever felt in the NRL. So
it looks
some good signs.
See, you look at the photos, bro. This dude doesn't have an ounce of body fat on him at this point.
The one thing that worries me about Latrell has never ever been his fitness. It's his attitude to apply that fitness continuously for 80 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
That's the question. He can be as fit as he wants. He could run for 10 miles. But is he going to
inject?
Do it?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's the question.
He's just been in America for weeks doing this, you know what I mean? Like, he's been out of the game for a while now. He's had some time to think. He's had some time to grow. He's still only a young man. His body's still growing, really. So, yeah, I reckon he'll be all right.
Big Teddy Woods coming 360th, two guys. So if you see some Teddy around the group.
Oh, I got to get your Mount Rushmores off you.
Give us a shout out. Give him a shout out, I mean. Is Cody Rambo Ramsey a sneaky good number for 17? Or do you just think, go fuck it, I just need that Tad Lomax and his dumbness for 17, but for the run home? Oh, no. Oh. If not, if them does Talakai learn from his origin and bring it back to the Sharkies, him or Katoa, so many decisions. For me, Ramsey's a roller coaster. He scares me. He's not one I'd have in my squad. You?
I think you should have got on 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mind you, Talakai's the same. He's a bit of a roller coaster. Definitely goes up and down.
Yeah, I'm hoping, again, what Teddy just said there, I hope he does bring something back from Origin, not that he played
super he's got that tougher run coming up for those three games. Is he going to go better or worse?
For me, I think better for him.
Yeah, well, that's it, because that's that punch option out there on the wings and the centres. If he can get past the back rower and he can isolate one of those or even a half,
well, it seems
he's got a good chance.
If they're on the struggle, they seem to use him a bit more of a battering ram, whereas they seem to go round.
Yeah.
Mulitalo against the lesser side, you know, and just cut him straight out. Look, Lomax has always been okay. The ball bounces for the bloke. It does. It always has. Not so much this year, but still does. I've seen it happen for him the other night in a Dragons game. The ball bounced very well for him. For me, Teddy, if I'm bringing in someone from the Sharks, it'd be Talakai over Katoa just on the duels. Just for the dual status.
But is Talakai going to play Origin again?
Probably. Don't know. I doubt it, to be honest. I don't know what he was doing there this time. To be fair, that should have been a Nico Hines spot or something. But if they're going to just throw a centre wing out there anyway.
Well, at the end of the day, yeah, anyone could have done his job.
But I don't know. He might. You never know. He might have just been that bloke they were giving that free money to. All right, Teddy Woods has just come off his super coach, but NRL, he's on his Mount Rushmore, okay? He's around Rushmore. He's Ron Coote, Beaver Menzies, Big Gordon Tallis, Wally Lewis, and Joey Johns. Who do we like? I'm about halfway through. Oh, no, I'm nearly...
I like one of those.
I'm all the way through it. But mine's a spine. I'll probably have Billy Slater. I know he's only just freshly retired, but he's done so much at fullback in my lifetime to just go fucking wow, Billy Slater. Number six, I'll probably have Brad Fittler. I know Queenslanders are rolling their eyes or whatever, because Wally Lewis was great, but Brad Fittler for me, I like Freddie.
Over JT?
Yeah, again, over JT. Big body, didn't miss many tackles.
Over Lockie?
Yeah, over Lockie. I've still got Freddie over Lockie. Then I got Andrew Johns. Then I got Cameron Smith. Then I got Brad Clyde.
So you got the 13 in there?
I've gone the whole spine, yeah. I just think that for me, in my lifetime, every one of them blokes has changed the game a little bit in a way, you know? Freddie, not so much. He's more just the, like, heartstring one. But all the rest of them have definitely done something within our game, in my life, for me to sit back and go, wow, what an exceptional footballer, you know? There have been plenty in the past, like your Ron Coots and stuff like that, but since I've really sat down and focused on footy, as a sport and like me really enjoying my football, I feel that they're the guys that have done it for me. Here you go.
Well, I got Smith and Joey as walk-up starts.
Yeah.
And then, I ran into a bit of a blockage. I've got it narrowed down to, I think, 8 players, just off the quick top of my head. Of Lockie, JT, Alf, Cliffy, Billy, GI, Fittler, and Sticky.
Yeah.
At the moment, I'd probably lean towards Billy and Lockie.
Yeah.
Just because, like you said, Lockie dominated the fullback and then became that first one to switch to 5'8 and really become that.
Well, he took so many games away from me.
He was the best winner I'd seen.
He was a gun. Hands down.
Just found a way to win somehow. When the game needed to win, he was one of those people that would just bounce to Lockie, that Hodgson pass. Billy, what else can you say about Billy? Just an absolute freak.
The way he attacked the football. He used to attack the football. Always have himself on the front foot, positionally sound nearly every time. There just wasn't too much he didn't get right, Billy Slater. Granted, there was that one World Cup, but anyway, we won't talk about that. All right. So, Juzzy, you got a Mount Rushmore? Louis, you got a Mount Rushmore from your time in the game?
What's yours, Louis?
Well, I haven't really been alive long enough to see a lot, but I'm 22. From my life, I'd probably say Cam Smith, GI. Cam Smith, GI. I saw the end of Lockyer, so I'd probably chuck Lockyer in there. I don't know. Maybe a Slater in there as well.
Yeah.
Maybe a Slater.
Yeah. Now you're the greenest. So you're 4 years into your Mount Rushmore. But
I'd still pick 3 from before my time, from when I got glimpses growing up. Joey, Gordy probably, because I feel like I got to have a forward in there. Rugby league's a platform game. Feel like you need a forward there, and I really know any great locks.
Well, Glenn, you know what? The hardest decision for me was who to chuck in there as that forward, and it was either going to be Glenn Lazarus or it was going to be Brad Clyde. And for me, Brad Clyde just got him because he had a bit of ball skills. I really enjoyed what Glenn Lazarus did too, but you know what I mean? He was really good. Front row four. Is he the first bloke to go to 3 different clubs and win grand finals? Still think the only bloke to do that, is he? He'd be close. Yeah, Jimmy, and then who else is the next guy? Momorowski. He was a chance as well. He's still in the running. Nah, he wasn't at the... Was he?
Was he at the... I don't know if he was part of the grand final team.
He might have been the first player to go 3 in a row. I'm not sure, but anyway. But, so where are you at? Did you have any other...
So I'd go Joey, Gordy. Because I need a forward up there, and I don't really know too many forwards, but Gordy was the raging bull, when I was younger. Yeah. I remember that. He was massive. Yeah, but that's just a Newcastle fan in you. Yeah. I think GI.
Yeah.
GI is just a monster. Cam Smith, walk up start. Joey, walk up start. And that's probably about it for now. I mean, I did, because Billy had retired before I started. Yeah. So I never watched a game with Billy in it. So I've seen some highlights and I know it was epic. But, yeah, if I put Billy there, it's really just peer pressure.
Yeah. All right, and then...
Anyone from the live stream, throw their Mount Rushmore's in, Louis?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. So, Sean O'Vairet, his Mount Rushmore's Steve Mortimer, Lockyer, Joey Johns, Cam Smith, and Billy Slater.
That's an epic, Mount Rushmore.
Steve Mortimer.
Turvey.
Yeah.
Sean O'Vairet.
And then Cade Burgess also has... Where are you, Cade? There you are. Arthur Beetson, Joey Johns, Clive Churchill, and Bob Fulton.
Ooh. Jeez, I like Arthur Beetson. He set the platform for Origin football as we now know it. You know what I mean? The way they carried on in that first game when they got their chance to play for actually Queensland instead of New South Wales. They set the platform for the next 30 years of football. You go there and you just smash him because he plays for the other team. Like, he's not your mate. He's a fucking grub. Even though it's dimmed out a bit the last few years, but for a long time there, fucking Queenslanders are just grubs to us. You know, like, especially at Origin time. He's just looking like, oh, fuck. Queenslanders. What the fuck? And then, yeah, like, footy, that was as we were younger, you know? But, yeah. Good old days, like, yeah.
Also, I missed it. Sean O'Vara had also said Steve Price or Clyde for his forwards.
Yeah, it'd be pricey for him, but
I like Steve Price.
Clyde, he's got him.
Yeah, Clyde. Yeah, for me, Clyde's got him. He was the first one to beat me in the match in a losing team too, wasn't he? Brad Clyde.
Mm. He's one of only two people to win two Clive Churchills. Yeah. Him and Billy, I know that.
All right, now, Matty Buckman, Ola or Cam Murray for the run home, and the best centre wing options for the run home, and what's a good number of players for 17?
Cam Murray's a safe bet.
Yeah, Ola's probably got the better ceiling, you think? They're not even really, not really, nah.
I think all arrows lead to Cam Murray, especially at price. I think he might even be cheaper than Ola Kawasu at the moment.
I think he is by about 30 grand.
I'd go Cam Murray personally.
Yep.
Mind you, we're all our owners from the start, all three of us.
Yeah.
Four of us?
I'm getting Murray in, but...
Yeah.
Especially when he's this juicy. One more price drop and yum, yum.
You upgrading him? You upgrading Ola Kawaja, though? No?
Nah, I'll be probably flicking Tago.
Yeah.
Yes, and then... We spoke a bit earlier about the centre wings, earlier in the podcast, yeah. Con's list. He had
Before the run home, I'd have to look a bit deeper into it, but those Sharkies, Katoa, Ronaldo, Talakai, they all look pretty good. Yeah, I'd have to look into the rest, I think.
And what do you reckon good number is 13? 12, 13 is a good number for 17?
No, there'd be people out there that have 15, 17, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'd say 14 probably be the average if I had to guess. I wouldn't know. There's that website. We'll get the proper stats for it next week.
Yeah. We will.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. And we've already had Dale's question about Matt Moylan. So, yeah, that's questions. Now, you've got Roscoe. Anyone got Roscoe's TLT?
I haven't got his TLT, but I got his Ross's roundup of buy, hold, sells.
Yeah.
Quickly, with the buys, pretty much everyone you guys have talked about, he reckons do get on Green Anderson, or if you're going to get on this week, because if he does play, he's projected to get a price rise. Break even at negative 54. Dill Bags, so you guys have been spruking all potty. And Jerome Hughes. So, especially if Cam Munster's out. For the sells, Nat Butcher, time to go. Victor Radley's on his way back, so time to go. Scotty Drinkwater, probably isn't a keeper. The Roosters?
Yeah. With Lodge to the Roosters, that's a big... He's a big... He likes minutes, mate. He can play big minutes, Matt Lodge.
Isaac Targo, tough one due to the dual position. Probably time to get rid of him. Doesn't play 17, averaging under 60, break even to 74. So projected to start leaking some cash. And speaking of leaking cash, Payne Haas lost 30K last week, projecting to lose another 30 this week, break even to 96. You know, just starting to get more and more busted. The dude's a kid, needs a rest by the look of it. Yeah. If you're going to sell, probably time to get off him now at 500K before you lose any more.
Especially if they're going to risk and play him.
Man, shout out to Ross Mann for everything he does. Obviously, yeah. Check out supercoach360.com. Does the teamless twist and his Ross's roundup each week.
Yes, yeah, and other places you can find those write ups are on the Discord, which is
Supercoach Hub. They've already put up their article for this week as well. They do it some TLT analysis, go a little bit more in depth. Massive thanks to them for doing that as well. That's up on the website. So.
And we try to share the write-ups around. So if you see one just sitting there, share it around for us. I'm shit at it. So, yeah, please. Also, yeah, Podmasters Cup. I do tend to put them on there, like Brad's write-ups and Ross's write-ups. So, and anything that the boys from the Discord do. So check that page out as well on Facebook. It's where you'll find all the podcasts, like just about every single one that does a podcast on NRL Supercoach. So you might find some great content in there for yourself. All right, is that it? Before we go, I don't know if someone else wants to do it, but before we go, I just want to say thanks to New Zealand. First game home this week in 3 years.
Just under 3 years.
Yeah. Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland. Gonna go off like a frog in a sock. He's hoping they give him a warm welcome home.
Sold out 15,000 already, I think.
Well, yeah. the game needs to not. I don't think they take a magic round there. I think they leave magic round as it is. But they need to fucking take a full round there as a thank you round to New Zealand, and maybe donate the money to some fucking shit in New Zealand. I don't know. But New Zealand kept the game alive for us through COVID. Like, at the end of the, at whatever cost it was, like, their whole families got stuck in New Zealand.
The game owes them big time.
So, it's, I don't know, someone should do something about it for them. Like, just, it wouldn't be hard to take a round there, and a good round. Like, not a shit round. Like, not a Melbourne versus the Dogs, and a where it's going to be 50-point thumpings to one team. But if the game does it properly, they can really infiltrate union territory here and take a really quality game somewhere that footy doesn't really get watched in New Zealand and put on a show, you know?
Well, not even that. Like you said, just to say thank you to New Zealand.
Well, they did, mate. Like, imagine, like, any one of you, think about this. Think about your families and your friends, and now, for the sake of your job, which, granted, pays you well, like, not everyone gets paid well, let's face it, but you have to up and leave your families. Yeah, granted, I would have been on the boat, you know. But the fact of the matter is, they did it.
100%, it would have been hard.
Some of them really pushed for people to bring families over and shit. And then I think the following year, the NRL accommodated it.
They eventually got there. I think it was 18 months or something into
it.
Was day.
Silly. Like, they should have been
a long time into it.
Long time earlier, but yeah, again, there's another thing that the game owes them for. They sat here, granted, they're on the Gold Coast and up nice places on the Central Coast.
To be honest, they got
coast.
Bounced around a few times. They were on the Central Coast, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but you know what?
Tried to find a few different training grounds in regional Australia, and those didn't work out. Ended up with some injuries to start that season the first time. So, yeah, it's they've put in a massive effort, and they've done it all for the team, for the sake of keeping the competition running.
And not
there was
just
talk
the
of if they jumped on the went
catch.
Home. Well, yeah, but I mean the game as a whole, the entertainment aspect of it, Supercoach is a perk of that. But really, what they've done for the game, So I'm really looking forward to watching this game this weekend. Here's hoping they get a big old win. They've had a really rough year already, so.
Well, they're playing probably the perfect team to get a win against.
Who's that?
The Tigers.
Oh, here we go. Also had a rough year this year, but this is New Zealand's time.
But yeah, no, I think the game owes them.
I like the idea of a magic round in somewhere like Auckland. I think you're right; it's a great opportunity. So here's hoping the NRL. I mean, I'd like to see two or three magic rounds a year in different places. Give yourself the option to be able to go to them.
Oh, the ground doesn't hold up. That's why I was saying, like, they could easily spread the love across New Zealand. Like, have the 8 games at 6 different stadiums. Like, have maybe a couple of good games here at the main Mount Smart, and what's the other one? Eden Park, and then have a couple littered out throughout the country, you know, where it's not so big. And let's face it, if they can jag some of these All Black people, mate, they'd be a decent, better side, you know. At the moment, they're just getting All Black rejects.
Anyway.
Sorry. Sorry, Rick.
Massive thanks to New Zealand. Shout out to Rickster. He's a foundation fan of the New Zealand Warriors, proud Kiwi, and proprietor of Harrington's Coffee Love down there in good old Doncaster.
Union ones, yeah. All right, peace. Are we doing a peace out?
I think that's it.
Beautiful.
Peace.
See you next week.
Peace, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.